How about Christine Mueller? Yes. Of course, you know, if we're up to me, it would be Christine Mueller all the time.
Don't stop.
But it's not. It's up to him. It's up to you.
That's right.
Ray Haynes is here, our general manager, teaching on Rosh Hashanah, 5777. Everything is posted at the Victory 91.5 Facebook page, or you can go to blog.victory915.com. If you can't hear everything, you'll be able to get it right there. And you'll have his teaching notes at the end of the show today. And there'll be a link also to all of his teachings from the last few years.
And there's no time warp. This is the Jewish New Year. Mm-hmm. So you still get one on New Year's Eve on December 31st. We're just letting you come into the biblical calendar here because you step into a bit of prophecy. You step into God's calendar of things, how he says in such a time, this will happen and then this will happen. So you're just kind of stepping into that calendar. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show you what happens when you do. What are we celebrating? The God who created all things, because that's what this 6 days is right now. We're on day three. It's the days of creation. 5,777 years exactly ago, he said on this date, and well, he basically caused land to come up out of the water. And soon that land, he was going to take a little piece of that and create man. And soon those men were going to cover the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. And you're going to watch how God begins in one way, and then does something big from that. And that's basically this, all we're going to look at today, is how God does this whole process. So he creates all things, he's sustaining and redeeming all things. That's Amen. Something we're celebrating yes. every single day. Hey, you, Jesus.
You know, it's not
Let
a coincidence.
Heaven shout.
Yeah.
Christine Mueller, it's a callback.
Well, it's not a coincidence, Ray, that we shared with the scripture in Spurgeon, the Colossians.
Mm-hmm.
For by him, through him, for him, all of those.
All of all things.
For, by, through, all things were created. Mm-hmm. So it's not a coincidence that you even just said that.
Not at all. I mean, none of the things you see on the earth would have happened except for these 6 days, 5,777 years ago. Mm. You were part of that. This is your history. Mm-hmm. That's the cool thing. And the cool thing also, if we jump into Romans 8, creation has been groaning for this season. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. I love Romans 8, one of my favorite sections of scripture. Consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I love that. Yeah. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. If I could sum up what this season is going to be about, it's about the revealing of the sons of God. Mm. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself also will be delivered, I know this is a tough scripture, from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. In other words, he's doing something here, and it says, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Now, that was 2,000 years ago when Jesus came, died, and rose again. So something was that now moment was then. So fast forward 2,000 years, I would also say this is a now moment. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to step. It's so significant. People have been looking forward to this year for many, 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 many years. Just from those who studied the Hebrew numbers and watched the scriptures say, okay, something's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. And so now, a little warning for you folks that love to Google things. If you Google the year 5777, which happens Sunday night, it begins the new year, about 99% of the sites are going to be on the end times. And one of the more obvious analysis of those numbers in Hebrew 5777 points to God with a broadsword. And some would feel that points to judgment. And so, you know, there's this little course you kind of follow. So if possibly the tribulation period. So if you're one of those whose theology says nothing else has to happen, God can return, Jesus can return at any time, then that's a pretty logical walkthrough of those numbers. Mm-hmm. That doesn't blow anybody's mind. But I would just say, first of all, I wouldn't subscribe to that particular theology. But there's a lot more to those numbers, and no reason to take a worst-case scenario when God is doing something. You can take a best-case scenario, too. And just to give you an example, around 52 A.D., Paul wrote the first epistle to Thessalonica. We call it 1 Thessalonians. And right after that, somebody forged a letter from him to Thessalonica, and they got it. And
it was the first hack ever.
It was. And the bad thing about this particular hack was, you know, it's a distance. So they sent a letter from him, a fake letter, and it said that Jesus had returned. And so, you know, it takes weeks and months to for a letter to come. So imagine getting a letter that said, Jesus came. Wait.
Where was that?
And so it obviously caused a lot of trouble. And when they heard about it, he wrote the second epistle of Thessalonians, what we call, or the second letter of Thessalonica. And he said, okay, don't worry about these kind of things. And here's one of the verses that says, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He'll oppose and he'll exalt himself over everything and is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. So, yes, we could definitely be looking at the beginning of the end. But, of course, 2,000 years was the beginning of the end, too. So we could be looking at several other things. God definitely has a broadsword. But what does that mean? And what's coming? There'll be a whole lot of interesting things. I was just reading a little history note. They discovered one of the temples that Hezekiah defiled. It was, you know, a temple of Baal. And the way they defiled things back then was to put a toilet in the main worship area, and then close it off. They'd wait and destroy it later. But they happened to find the toilet they put in to this Baal's temple. So, you know, these kind of historical things are kind of funny now. But as we look, there's going to be something coming that, that will be very obvious. And so you don't have to wonder if something evil is happening or bad is happening. It, God has actually built it all so that we can know, be very confident. So I would just tell you, looking into this year, there certainly will be good and bad. That happens every year. But it's really exciting. So let me give you just a real quick rundown. Let's just jump into Hebrew real quick, give you an understanding of why we even take the time to look at this. In Genesis 1, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And in 1 Chronicles 12, he describes the men of Issachar who understood the times, knew what Israel should do. They understood the times. In other words, they had revelation and insight, and they knew what Israel should do. They had wisdom. And so these are the things that God puts together. You look at Matthew 10, he said, even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Now, for me and David, that's much easier. But for most of you, you got to ask, why does God know how many hairs are on my head? Because numbers matter. He's, and I don't understand why. We all have to approach everything we do humbly, but my hope is to give to you today a sense of how God looks at you and looks at the earth. When we begin a new year, we literally step onto a brand new path with opportunities and dilemmas for each of us to choose between. In our case, that includes several numbers. David was joking earlier, writing 5776 on his checks. So we are transitioning from 5776 to 5777. Of course, in the Gregorian calendar, we're eventually, in a few more months, going to transition from 2016 to 2017. You notice the seven in common there. And for some, there was a season. The Jews, there's different groups who count the years, and some, the ones who do the 5777 do not count the years where the Jews were not in the land. All right, so there's some years that are argumentative. So some people would say this isn't the year 577; it's the year 6000.
I don't count most of the 80s, so I get that.
I don't remember most of the 80s. It's a good reason for that, huh? But you know, both camps believe that time works like a week. So each millennium or 1,000 years is like a day. So the reason so many people are looking, one of the reasons, is that okay, if there's been 6,000 years so far, then this is the seventh day is beginning. So if that's happening right now, whether you see 5,777 or 6,000, you know, something changed. God did something different. And they look at that as that the millennial reign of Christ. So the year 57, just as exciting as 6,000. The significance, the prophetic language is all there. So let's take, when we come back, we'll take time to learn about Hebrew numbers to help us understand the year we're exiting and entering and what we should do to triumph.
Excellent. Mm. Excellent. It's Risenstein. All of this is posted at the Victory 91.5 Facebook page, or you can find it at blog.victory915.com. There'll also be a link to all of Ray's teachings. What a great opportunity today to support Victory 91.5 and say, I can't get this anywhere else.
Right.
This is not the same Rosh Hashanah teaching that Ray did last year. You know, we could easily just play that and, you know, take a day off, but but God is doing different things.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
And God is saying different things going into this new year. So, yeah, you can't get this anywhere. 770-781-9150, or you can give online at victory915.com.
I love your smile.
Thanks.